Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady here. So excited to be here talking with you. It is August the 5th, y'all. Yes, it is August the 5th. We've already crossed over to a brand new month and a brand new concept for mindset. So, you know, as I'm thinking about what this month will bring, and as you know, here in Wilmington, North Carolina, we just were hit with a small Category 1 hurricane a few days ago. It really got me to thinking about, you know, crisis and maintenance mode and the difference between how we handle certain situations and definitely the situations that we face within our businesses, whether, you know, we're brand new entrepreneurs, we're starting up a second business, or we're like in that senior leadership of our business where we're 4 or 5 years in and we have everything delegated, but we're just wanting to see what happens. So, you know, I kind of want to explain what happens during a hurricane, and then I'm going to explain kind of how your business mimics this same process and how you can really keep yourself from going into areas that make you feel unsteady. You know, when we can't always forecast what the weather will produce for us, we have to be able to protect who we will be when the weather shows up. And I think the same thing is in business. You know, we have to be ready for the things that come. So, you know, I will not hold you any longer. I wanted to let you know that here, as we prepare for a storm, you know, I lived on the Sound Front. So it's a waterway, intercoastal waterway, and water rises. You know, usually not at a Category 1, but anything after a 3 with more than 80 miles an hour, depending on how the wind blows, you have the availability, I will say, to have a flood show up. And because my grandmother lives in a house that's almost below sea level, we always had to think about lifting the furniture. How do I lift the furniture to make sure that when the flood comes in, nothing is damaged? So again, just that notion there, I want you to think about it. What do you lift out of the way so that when the flood comes in, nothing is damaged? And I want to tell you what it is. In your business, you have got to lift your managerial skills. You have to lift your delegation skills to make sure that when the flood, be it of products, be it of problems, whatever it is that you face in your business, you are ready to go through it without damage. I think a lot of times we are damaged by either the sheer weight of our company once we get started with it, or the sheer fact that we have no idea what processes we need to set in place. But I found that not only about the plans that have to be in place when you're a leader, you're delegating, it is how you lead yourself, because your tribe can only follow you. And if you're a one woman or one man business operation, you have got to have the ability to control yourself. And, you know, I think that that's one of the biggest things is that, you know, say if sales don't hit the way we want to, we get low. In those low places, we're flooding ourselves. And if we don't have the right backup to be able to inform us that, you know what, this is what it looks like to struggle, this is what it looks like to win, if we don't have those things placed in a plan, we are completely damaged. And it makes it harder and harder to get up and face those areas of floods. So again, have a plan in place that's going to raise you up to reduce your damage. The next one is in a home. When a home is looking or has been in an area such as mine, we have been a flood zone for forever, so it's nothing new. You know that you have to buy any home, whether you're coming in new to our state or not, with some type of insurance. Something that ensures that if and when something happens, you will be covered. So when it's a business minded, I want you to think about being assured. What is your assurance plan that things will go the way you have them set? You know, if you again run your business by yourself, it is amazing to have all these checks and balances. But what happens if you can't go back and check those checks and balances? Do you have an assurance plan that someone else can reach out to your clients, that someone else can man your bills? I mean, what is it that you need to make sure that you have someone, a key player, that can help you with those? Because it really does lead to you feeling more assured in your business. And with more assurance, you feel more comfortable to deal with the wins as opposed to the ifs. Because in business, like we know with a hurricane, it's not if something can happen, but when something happens, how do we get through it? And another thing to be fully aware of, and this is one of my most important tools that I talk about in my versus world, if you know this versus that, is to always know the difference in your business or when preparing for a natural disaster in what mode you're in. Are you in crisis mode or are you in maintenance mode? And I would tell you there's a completely different feeling no matter whether you're approaching a deadline or not. You don't have to feel like you're in crisis mode. And it's the same thing within a hurricane. We found out, you know, a couple days before the hurricane that it's going to be a tropical storm. You know, we are aware of the winds that are coming. We're watching it. There's Doppler readings, all of this. So I want you to think the same thing as when you go to launch a product. You're launching a product, but you have your spreadsheet set into place. You've been looking at algorithms. You have your date set for when you're going to launch it. But there's a little bit of an edge, the fact that you know something is coming your way, right? But what happens is when you prepare, when you get the first sign of something needing to be done, right? So in a hurricane, you go ahead and get the water, you get the tissue, you get all those things that you need, then you're able to just maintain your cool as you approach what you're approaching. In business, it's the same thing. As you know you're heading up for a project, work on it diligently. Go ahead and create a calendar that'll allow you to give 20 minutes or an hour to yourself so that you're done well ahead of time. It helps you be able to flow into whatever it is that you're facing with a maintenance mindset. When you go into things and you have that crisis mode, this is how you're preparing for the hurricane. You're in the store in Walmart. People are walking around like crazy. There's like 100 million people in one aisle going the wrong way against the flow of the arrows. And you have found yourself not only searching for everything in the sea of people, but finding that nothing that you need is in the right spot. Now you're starting to get anxiety, your hands are shaking, you're trying to figure out where do I go. You now have been to 5 different stores and you come home feeling empty. You come home feeling unprepared. You were in complete crisis mode. Now, while you may find some of the things you needed, the sheer panic of not having what you could have originally had the day or two beforehand is what leads you to be in crisis. And this is what happens again when we look at people in their business. You can see the people that are unprepared for what they're up against. And you know, it doesn't mean that it makes you any less of a good product or any less of a good salesman, but you have to keep feeling this unweary, unsettling feeling of anxiety. And the more and more that you pressure yourself to feel that during your business process, even while leading to good things, the more and more you're going to pull away from the process of running your business. Again, it is so good to work hard, but you have got to make it worth it. If it stops being worth it, the pain and the sufferings that you're dealing with, those normal kind of like category one type service feelings that we get, then you're willing to move through it. You're like, hey, you know what? This is an organized mess. It's an organized storm. I know that I can maintain a change. I know that I can rest assured that I have all the plans that I need to have in place. And I've already written in how I'm going to lift myself up to keep from having damage. You know, and all of those things, I want you to really resonate with the last time that you went through any type of disaster, anytime you heard of a disaster. Right now, we've gone through COVID where we've had to go without tissue and we've had to go without water. And, you know, we're looking for masks and all these things that we now need from day to day. And I want you to think about when that first happened to you. What place of mindset were you in? Were you in crisis or were you in maintenance? Were you allowing your feelings to be hurt by every post that you saw? Were you allowing yourself to feel flooded and bogged down by the negative feelings that you weren't able to omit for yourself? So, you know, in those things, it's a quick way of looking back and deciding, you know, what does your business say about you? When you start to apply more and more effort to it, will it feel like it's going in and not going out void? I mean, everything that you do, you know, and I tell this from my wellness and your health and all of that, whatever you put in your system, it has got to create some type of change, be it positive or negative, but it's doing something. You are never sitting neutral for too long. And the same thing within your business. You are never sitting neutral for too long. If you're not making moves forward, you better believe me, you are making moves backwards. So I want to make sure that you are always prepared for the things that you're going to be up against. I felt like today's topic was needed. You know, as we have just passed through this and I'm looking at so many business owners that had started the year good. You know, taxes came in. We really got, you know, kind of a couple hits with COVID coming in, but we started out with good momentum and I'm starting to see the momentum leave. And I know that it's because we're flooding ourselves and because we're in this crisis mode of something has to work. But I am telling you, the work that you are doing will be worth it if you approach it the right way. So I just thank you so, so much for listening in, for being able to, you know, take the good with the bad. Know that being a business owner definitely comes with its ifs, not wins, or it comes with its wins and not ifs. You know, it's going to show up. You're going to have a terrible time, you know, at one way or another, working with your technology, getting people to listen, delegating yourself past certain problems. But let that be the minimum of what you have to deal with. Let you really start to implement what you're going to need for the growth of your business. Because I'm telling you, if you start walking for the plans of what a good big growth of business looks like, you will never feel crisis. And I feel like that is what makes a company easy to deal with. And if you've been dealing with crisis in your company, such as I have in past things that I've owned, and even now, just with your self-respect of building something that's going to take longer than 3 months, learning to give myself a little bit of grace and knowing that that lifts me up so that when I do get a flood of people, not if, but when I get a flood of people, I am ready for them. So I want you to be ready with your business mindset on, set into maintenance, assured that you can do it, and free from damage. So have a great one. I thank you so much for listening in, and know your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it.